Anyway, from the team that revolutionised 10-pin bowling with strike bowling comes the reinvention of mini golf in the form of Holy Moly Golf Club. That's moving into the cocktail bar scene across Australia. Rebecca Elliott spoke to CEO of Funlab, Michael Schreiber.
Michael Schreiber, CEO of Funlab, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca.
Now, a mini golf course crossed with a cocktail bar in the heart of the city. Now, what a brilliant idea. How did you come up with the concept for Holy Moly?
Funlab's really dedicated to creating, you know, wow spaces where people can experience fun at the next level. So it's within our DNA to look for, you know, exciting new entertainment experiences that really double up as social experiences where people can go out, have fun, meet other people, have fun with their friends. And mini golf is one of those activities that everyone remembers when they're growing up and on their seaside vacations, but it's kind of fallen off the radar. So we reinvented it as, you know, a new form of entertainment. So it's a mashup of mini golf, as you said, meets cocktail bar, meets music, meets art.
It's a great fun. I took my partner there a couple of months ago for his birthday and to the Melbourne venue, and he said, and I said, it's the largest of the Holy Moly franchise. It's over two levels and 27 holes. And on the course, you'll find yourself putting around the Simpsons couch, or you'll find Pac-Man, Game of Thrones, Barbie, just to name a few. How do you come up with the themes for each hole? They're just so detailed.
Lots of pop culture references and a great creative team that supports me. So we sit around with creative director and try and figure out themes for holes and then work out the mechanics of how the holes work and then go work with our scenic set design guys, and our creative director spends a lot of time on eBay finding nicks and knacks, and you know, I think he bought 1,500 different items for Holy Moly Melbourne, and those go around styling out and theming out the holes. So it's a you know, a proper creative process that happens.
So how long, you know, did it take to put the double story venue together?
It was about 6 months in the making. You know, once the holes take a long time to manufacture. So once we've got all the holes manufactured off-site, that takes about 3 months to get 27 holes built. And then it takes us another 6 weeks to install and do the work in the venue. So we were only on site for about 6 weeks.
Seems like a very short time to come up with such a remarkable place. And
thank you.
Right down to the names of the cocktails are themed. Can you tell us about sort of the food and the cocktails that are on offer there?
Yeah, so food and beverage are a critical part of a social entertainment experience today. So we pay, you know, particular attention to what our beverage offer is and make sure that it matches what we're trying to achieve. So they fund over-the-top cocktails, type of cocktails that you can drink and get drunk and diabetes at the same time. Yeah. Lots of pythons and fizzy sweets hanging off them. So we've got a lot of fun cocktails, but we also have some classic Negronis and martinis served in cut crystal glasses, but then we do red cup glasses as well. So it's really a big mashup of irreverent fun.
And all of them have, the names have golf-like puns to them. So you've got one called Tionce Knowles. What is a Tionce Knowles?
You've got me there. I don't know exactly what the ingredients are, but it's definitely got the tea part. And I think we've got a lot of different golf-themed cocktails around. You know, they typically drinks that we've invented.
I think the Tionce Knowles was a take on the Cosmo from what I read. I was, now, as I said, I've been to the venue and I was thinking, you know, some of the holes might get a little hairy after you've had a couple of Tionce Knowles. How do you make sure that you keep the patrons safe?
Yeah, look, there are two things that happen. One is, I think, you know, there's a diminishing return curve on the drinking. So you start off, it helps your game, and then after you reach a tipping point, your game will definitely go downhill. But what we really find is that by giving people something to do, so, you know, whether that's mini golf or karaoke, you know, they're not just drinking the whole time, so they're drinking within activities, and that kind of keeps a lid on things. And we've been in this industry for about 15 years now, and we have very few incidences around alcohol, and it's much more about a social experience than really a drinking experience.
Now, the course here in Melbourne is one of five, soon to be six, I believe, across Australia. Are all the mini golf courses the same?
No. Part of what we do to, you know, remain fresh and keep people coming back is we do create a series of new holes. We'll take the favourites and put those into new stores, but then we'll create new holes as well. So our plan is to come back every 12 months and add in at least one new course. So when people come back and visit, there's something new to do.
So, and they can also obviously visit the course in Brisbane, Sydney, and Adelaide, and get a different experience.
It would be great if they go on the Holy Moly tour.
Yeah. Now, as you mentioned earlier, Holy Moly is part of, you know, your larger organisation in FunLab, and that also operates Strike Bowling and Sky Zone Trampoline Park. Tell us a little bit more about FunLab and how it was born.
Yeah, so FunLab itself is a relatively new company in that founded Strike in 2012. In 2002. 2012, got into the trampoline park business with Sky Zone. And as part of a capital raising, and a slight change of our strategy, we formed a holding company for Strike and Sky Zone in 2015. And that's today, FunLab's a platform company to create new entertainment experiences and brands and bring them to market. So it's really a conglomerate of fun.
And is there anything, you know, any new concepts on the horizon for FunLab?
Oh, absolutely. So, as you said, we're pretty focused right now on rolling out Holy Molies. We've got a new business that will launch next year called Archie Brothers Electric Circus and Archie Brothers Barcadia. And the Archie Brothers Electric Circus is it's a new reinvention of the sideshow and circus of old, but it's around electronic games and attractions and crazy milkshakes and craft burgers. So a food and beverage offer, but in a very fantastical, nostalgic style space where you play games and win prizes.
Sounds great. We'll look forward to that one next year. Now, something that's happening a little bit sooner is the 24th of October. I understand you're having a National Day of Fun in partnership with Headspace to raise money for mental health. How can our listeners get involved?
Look, it's for us, it's a great initiative, National Fun Day, and it's a chance for us to give back to the communities that we operate in. Youth mental health is a massive issue in Australia, and we're, you know, very proud of our partnership with Headspace. So National Fun Day is, you know, what we hope is going to be just one day where anyone, no matter how old or how young, can come into a FunLab venue and have a fun experience for free. No commitment at all. Bowl, jump, putt, laser tag, sing, dance, play an escape room. Just get away from the everyday and give your mind a break. And, you know, that's part of managing stress and something that we hope, you know, will just put a smile on people's face with no obligation. And, you know, one day we hope it'll be International Fun Day. Just a day where people can have fun.
Well, it sounds like an excellent initiative, and we encourage our listeners to get along down there on the 24th of October to either Holy Moly, Strike Bowling, or Sky Zone Trampoline Park for a free day of fun. Michael Schroeder, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Well, that was Michael Schreiber, CEO of Fun Lab, and sorry about the background noise. They were having fun at the Fun Lab, and he was speaking to Rebecca Elliott about Holy Moly.